This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Let us go. Let us follow. I guess let us lead also. All those things could be part of the credo of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, here with another adventure featuring the life and times of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a board-certified NUCA chiropractor, a GAPS practitioner. He practices in Salt Lake City, but he teaches all around the country and around the world because there aren't a lot of people that do this. Certainly not a lot of people that do it well. So Jack is called upon many times to do what he does naturally, and that is adjust. NUCA is a focus on your upper cervical spine, the neck, in other words. That's what gets adjusted, and it helps the rest of your body perform the way it's supposed to. So you can check out a lot of the process and procedure at Jack's website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. All kinds of great info there. Let's start off by a focus on, let's see how I do pronouncing this, interstitial cystitis.
That's pretty good. Interstitial.
That too.
Yeah. All right. Cystitis. Bladder pain. It's something that a tremendous amount of women suffer from, and medicine has no answer, but we do.
You know, I was just singing the old theme to Spider-Man.
Oh, yes,
you
hear me
saying that? Okay. So we could change that and do bladder pain. We can fix your bladder pain.
There you go.
Let's get to the GAPS side of this. And how would we define, how do you know if your bladder is in pain? If you have a pain, how can you attribute it to your bladder?
Well, interstitial cystitis is like the worst urinary tract infection you've ever had that just never goes away. It's a triad of symptoms that includes urinary frequency, urgency, pain, severe urinary frequency, maybe going to the bathroom at least every hour. And it's a chronic disease of the bladder that's caused by deficiencies in the lining of the bladder, which allows irritants in the urine to leak through the coating of the bladder into the what's known as the interstitium. It's underneath the surface inside the tissue itself, where all the nerves and the nerve endings are located.
All right. So under the circumstances, numbers of people, can you tell us how bad the problem is? You've obviously gone into this in your podcast. Podcast 170 is all about how to overcome this, what it is. But how much of a problem is it really?
Well, it can drive a lot of women crazy. I mean, the constant...
Men can do that. You and I can do that.
We can do that without having to have interstitial cystitis.
Right.
But the fact is that it? The only attempt at this that medicine can make is some palliative effect, trying to suppress the pain a little bit, trying to suppress the irritation, without actually fixing the wall of the bladder itself, which is where the real answer comes, and also making sure that the urine has a low enough pH that it doesn't irritate and cause these leaks in the bladder wall. Urine is a concentration of uric acid. I mean, that's where the urine name comes from.
Right.
And it's a byproduct of protein digestion, and the kidneys are designed to get that out of the blood so that the blood pH stays at a certain level, and it concentrates in the kidney, and when the bladder is full, you get the need to urinate, and you take care of it. But what happens is a lot of times our dietary selections lead to a more alkaline kind of urine, and that alkalinity will actually burn the walls or at least irritate the walls of the bladder, giving you this sense of an infection, giving you this sense of some kind of urinary urgency. And so that's what our latest podcast is about, where this comes from, what to do about it, and how to handle it. And it's right there on the homepage at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
All right, so here's a quick follow-up question from a listener named Larry. Is there any constipation connected to this? You talked about the urinary tract. Is there any connection to constipation?
Well, not in the sense of the urinary tract, but there certainly is a constipation problem that can happen by an imbalance of the correct flora inside the gut. And, in fact, an imbalance of the wrong kind of flora in the gut can make its way to the bladder. So again, we're coming back to the gut as ground zero, home base of what we need to do to take care of these kinds of problems. And that's what GAPS is all about. That's what our website, Forbidden Doctor, is all about, is pointing to the things that can be done in your own home to take care of most of these problems.
Well, if you don't fix them, you become a slave to the bathroom.
That's for sure.
But you're eliminating. If you just ignore these sorts of things or don't do, that's the simplest thing that might happen. There are a lot more complications that could come as a result as well. But you become a prisoner to your bathroom. Or you, a friend of mine who has some of these problems, has bought himself a vehicle that has a bathroom in it, because every hour he works, he's a construction guy, he goes out on the job, but he can't always find a place to go to the bathroom, so he has a truck that has a bathroom in it. And that's what he drives all day. So you want to be a prisoner to your bathroom? Wow, that's what a way to live life. But there are a lot of people who have, like, bags and stuff that's the same sort of thing, aren't they? The colonoscopies, or what do they call them?
It comes back again to an imbalance, a microbiome problem. Microbiome, of course, refers to all the microbes that live inside the gut. And this is really starting to catch on in the medical world, of all places, that they're beginning to recognize what the father of modern medicine, Hippocrates, said 2,400 years ago, that all disease begins in the gut. And it's not just gut problems.
I thought he told us we had to take an oath. First, do no harm.
Actually, the idea of first do no harm is a play on some words Hippocrates said. Hippocrates didn't say first do no harm. That came out of some medical school stuff a few decades ago, as a play on something he did. He talked about how the practice of medicine in his day should not lead to harm. And so the adage, first, the do no harm, is a play on the words that he had said 2,400 years ago.
Ah.
But, you know, it's really remarkable sometimes as to the once you study the anthologies that existed in the Greek understanding of human anatomy and physiology, they were on top of this back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so their approach to it is what we talk about in our... We have a great protocol for cystitis, bladder plant pain, on our website. Across the top of our webpage, there's the search engines. Search for symptoms, search for products, search for podcasts.
600 different things you can search for.
Exactly, 600 of them.
Yeah. All right. So
you just do cystitis, C-Y-S-T-I-T-I-S, and there is the protocol to get rid of this chronic interstitial pain.
Well, we fixed that problem. Let's see what else we can do in this hour to fix other problems. It's 15 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder this week of the fabulous MyPillow Overstock sale. If you're in need of the classic MyPillow, standard size, queen size, they've got them on sale. Use the promo code DJV to get 60% off the price of these pillows while they last. Overstock programs are good for you, not so good for them. They had a big order and somehow or other was canceled, so now you're the beneficiary. MyPillow.com, the Overstock special sale. Use the code DJV, not only to buy that, but the new Giza pillows, the Giza sheets, the special cotton sheets that are fabulous, and the mattress toppers and the mattresses. I go through a litany of all of these things, but I will tell you, there's nothing that beats a great night's rest. And guaranteed, you'll get the most comfortable sheets with these Giza sheets, comfortable night's rest. Just go find yourself a home at, you ready? MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. Save 60% on the overstock of their classic My Pillows.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
It just makes my body feel like I can function. I'm not in as much pain, and I feel happy, and my skin is glowing. So, what else can I say? What's better than your skin glowing? For a woman of almost 70 years old, what's better than your skin having that glow, that youthful glow?
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
All right, let's get back to our reality quotient here, the RQ. Dr. Jack Stockwell, the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com every week. The most recent one that features Jack, we talk about the keto diet in detail. If you are interested in going on a diet, I guess this is a good way at least to look at it. I like the Calatin diet. This one is kind of a drastic thing. Anyway, you'll know more about it by listening to the podcast. Also, by listening to the podcast, you'll know what the numbers on the tags mean next time you go shopping for produce. That's an important thing to note. Very important for people who are interested in the quality of whatever it is they're buying. First number on the tag tell you if it's genetically modified, was synthetically fertilized, or if it's organic, because it's three different numbers. Next on the podcast, learn the top two contributors to pancreatic cancer. And then on this current podcast, Dr. Jack explains what eye freckles are and whether you need also a measles booster shot. Man, that measles thing. We have in my hometown of Framingham an outbreak of the measles, and everybody's panicking. And I think that's silly because you're not going to die.
Well, it is silly.
I mean, it's something that I didn't have a shot. I had the measles when I was a kid, and look at me.
Well, most measles today is being spread by those who get the vaccine because you go through a process called viral shedding.
What is the thing to do? Is this just a news media thing?
It's because more and more people, especially the more educated you are, the less likely you are to get vaccinated because you actually read the information regarding it. And they're losing ground. More and more people are not getting vaccinated. So they're losing money. So it's an all-out war that's going on now.
Yeah, pretty amazing. 21 after the hour. This is Good Day Health.
We Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jack Stockwell, Dr. Doug Steffen. Here we are on the Good Day Health Program. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first vaccine for dengue vaccia. Whatever the heck that is. It has to do with, I think, your excretion, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
is that right? Dengue vaccia. It's a vaccine that's been shown to put people at heightened risk for a lot of it. It makes it worse. The vaccine, apparently, that's why I grabbed this, makes it worse than if you just deal with whatever this toxic stuff is on its own.
Well, just dengue is dengue fever, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know. What is that? I don't even know what that
kind
is.
Kind of a tropical disease.
Get it from mosquitoes? How do you get it?
Yes, it's passed by bugs, by parasites. It's not as prevalent as malaria is as far as a worldwide tropical disease is concerned, but it's still extremely dangerous, and it's localized to certain areas. It's in the water. It's passed by some bugs. But
the company that's making this vaccine is Sanofi, which is a French drug company whose American headquarters are here in Framingham, Massachusetts. They have a huge facility. They do research and development and all kinds of stuff. They grow, I don't know what kind of animals they got going on in there, but they got a lot of rabbits and stuff that they grow for testing, I'm guessing. A lot of that sort of thing. If you're born in the wrong time, if you're a rabbit and you're born in the wrong place, the wrong time, you get shot up with all of this kind of stuff. I suppose, you got to practice it on somebody or something, right, to find out. Do you think there's a way around? You don't like vaccines in general, so is there a way around this disease without having a vaccine, eliminating it?
You're assuming the vaccine works.
Well, if it doesn't work, what happens?
Well, what you want to do is to try to. It's primarily caused by mosquitoes. So if you're going to travel to areas that have, known dengue fever outbreaks, you're going to want to be using a rather strong mosquito repellent. You want to be able to take lots of calcium in advance. And this is what I tell anybody, that if you're going to go to the upper Amazon, if you're going to go to tropical Africa or your tropical Polynesia or these places where you don't normally, yes, I mentioned, where you don't normally go, you want to build up the immune system ahead of time. And calcium is the absolute strongest antiviral thing that you can put into your body in the first place, because it empowers an aspect of your immune system that goes for viruses. Now, dengue is not a virus. You know, it's, or at least I don't believe it is. Yeah. But if you're going to go into areas where they have dengue fever,
that's a bacteria.
You remember, your skin is a sponge. It's not a barrier. But still, if for some reason you're going to go to where they have dengue fever, you want to be using a lot of DEET, a lot of mosquito repellent. And unfortunately, things like DEET get through the skin into the bloodstream, and then your kidneys and liver got to deal with it.
How about this? Don't go to places where this is a problem. Find out before you go what the locals have that is troublesome. They got to be ways of checking out if you're planning
well, that's true.
To keep as dark as Africa. Find out if this is a problem. If it is, don't go there.
Well, someone once asked me, surely if you're going to go to the upper Amazon, to the primitive areas there, you'd get a bunch of vaccines. No, I would load up on calsium lactate. I would load up on calcium lactate.
People don't even know what that is, Jack.
Well, I don't know
what calcium lactate is.
Well, it's one of the most bioavailable forms of calcium in the body.
Got it, but they still don't know what it is. They don't even know where to get it. You can't go into the store. Give me some calcium lactate.
Hey, get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Aha! There you go, 28 past the hour. Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache, like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days and you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try my choice for relief, Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
It's good to start your day with some high-fiber foods.
Mayo Clinic dietitian Kate Saratsky says the right breakfast can get you more than a quarter of the way to your daily fiber goal.
High-fiber cereals are an easy and tasty way to get your fiber in. Also, fruits are a good source of fiber, and nuts and seeds.
So are whole grain products. Vegetables offer lots of roughage, and beans and legumes are great sources of fiber. Men under 50 should strive to get at least 38 grams of it a day. Older men, 30 grams. Women under 50 should aim for at least 25 grams of fiber. And older women, at least 21 grams.
My recommendation is, as people increase the amount of fiber in their diet to meet those recommendations, is to do so slowly and gradually and drink plenty of water.
You'll be promoting bowel health and protecting against bad cholesterol and diabetes. Plus, since fiber stays in your stomach longer, you may find it easier to maintain a healthy weight. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers are reacting to the president imposing tariffs on Chinese goods. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Republican Senator Martha McSally tells ABC 15 in Arizona something had to be done.
We can't have this hurt Americans while they're working through the negotiations, but for decades they've been cheating and it's been hurting Americans, and it is a national security issue. So hopefully we can get a breakthrough soon so it's better for America and Arizona.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says special counsel Robert Mueller won't appear before his committee next week. According to the New York Times, President Trump's former lawyer, Don McGahn, was asked by the White House to declare the president never obstructed justice, but he declined to comply. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Here to fix whatever ails you. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Extraordinaire. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his perch in Salt Lake City. He practices, has a clinic there. His website is ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can learn through access to all the podcasts what he and his wife Mary have been studying for years and years and years. They pass the information along to you gratis, which I think is a mistake. I think they should have you sign up, pay $19 a year or whatever for the service, but they don't. They also offer a service that is fabulous to get a sense of what's going on in your body, the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. You take that, and then one of the members of the staff will get back to you, talk about what it is that may be ailing you and how you can adjust it, fix it. One of the things I would recommend for everybody, long life energy enzymes, let's use the correct pronoun, Doug, which is the impersonal pronoun that refers to an object like the long life energy enzymes. They will help you. There's a gut practitioner, Jack studies this, and he and his wife Mary, who is a fabulous analyst. I wouldn't go to Salt Lake City and feel like it was a complete trip if I didn't have her put me down in the chair in her office and get out all the doodads and go to whatever it is. It isn't really like that. It has a strange, that thing has a ping to it. That little device, right? Doesn't it? Kind of a little ping.
Well, yeah. I might mention that I created those lifelong energy enzymes for myself because yes. I was threatened with some serious pancreatic stuff a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I went looking and searching Mary and I together, trying to find something that would answer the problem. And there was nothing on the market that had everything in it that I needed. So we created long life energy enzymes. And as of the last pancreatic scan I got, which is about a year and a half ago, everything's fine. Perfectly normal pancreas. And, we were talking about interstitial cystitis. Now, I'm on my homepage right now, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and there's these search engines across the top. And I typed in bladder. And I forgot about all these other things. There's bladder leakage in adults, bladder infection, bladder dropped or tipped, and then interstitial cystitis. Four aspects of bladder problems, bladder pain, and the answers are right there for free at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Now, correct the English, please. You don't need four with three.
That's right.
They're available free at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Four protocols. Right.
There must be a couple of dengue things.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Dengue is a virus. I did some research during the commercial.
Bacteria, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Allergy season in full swing. A lot of people are trying to come up with tips if you survive the winter, and that's been a pain. And now we're into springtime, and most of the spring weather, at least in my neck of the woods, has been wet. And that creates mold and creates all kinds of allergies. And I have had every year it seems to get worse. I'm fortunate I don't get a scratchy throat. I get a lot of sneezing, wheezing, coughing, sinus congestion. And that's just to get started. So do you have any tips?
Yes.
Somebody told me not to eat dough. Stay away from pizza and things like that. Now, I don't eat anything that isn't gluten-free anyway.
Well,
I stay away from most pastas and pizza, but why?
Well, that's white flour. White flour, remember, it's got bromine.
Yeah.
And that's the thing we're trying to avoid here, because bromine causes problems with not just the thyroid. It causes a lot of other problems in the body. They took iodine out of processed flour back in the 50s because bromine made the flour whiter than the iodine did. But iodine was one of them. Remember back the old Wonder Bread 12, build your body 12? Iodine was
build
one of them.
Strong bodies 12 different ways.
But bromine
what happens
is a poison.
If you have an intolerance, let's say you have something in your body, like I have gluten intolerance, I'm wondering whether some of the allergies that I have to gluten and dairy will also help contribute to the severity of my allergy symptoms when it comes to, in other words, food allergy is one thing. I have an allergy to pollen and the things that are in the air. Do those go hand in hand?
Well, they certainly do. The only thing that can cause an allergy is a protein that gets into the bloodstream that doesn't belong there. Mm-hmm. Now, you can have food sensitivities, but they're often written off as an allergy. They're not. The only thing that causes an allergic reaction is an active protein that gets in the bloodstream. And the reason the body gets so upset about that is an active protein can react with something that it shouldn't be reacting with. And so the immune system goes nuts to suppress that the presence of that allergen. And that's where the runny nose and the itchy, watery eyes and the sneezing and coughing and all that stuff is the response of your body to the presence of that allergen. Now, how did it get in the bloodstream? And for a lot of food allergies, it's because of a weak gut wall, a sick gut wall that needs the GAPS approach, G-A-P-S. Again, that can be searched.
So is that where my problem? I thought that some of these allergies were related to acidic and alkalinic, and whether my flapper worked on my stomach.
Well, the more alkaline you are, the more prone you are to allergic reactions. There's this big alkaline.
I thought you were healthier if you had.
No.
If you were more what you call it than acidic.
Alkaline.
If you were more alkaline than acidic.
No, anybody.
Guys would get together. There's so much conflicting information. People say, oh, no, acidic and it causes
cancer.
What
these people need to do is to take a microbiology class. Just microbiology 101. We have deoxyribonucleic acid. We have essential fatty acids. The urine is supposed to be acid. The surface of your skin is supposed to be acidic. Your stomach has great acid
says who?
In it. Says who what?
Who says all these things are supposed to be the way they're supposed to be?
Well, a good book on anatomy, a good book on human physiology, Guyton's Physiology, 10th edition,
yeah.
will go into But there's parts of the body that's supposed to be alkaline. Your mouth is supposed to be, you know, your saliva is supposed to be a little bit alkaline.
Yeah.
The small intestine
do those
starts
strip
off.
Tests that show whether it's 6.7 or 7.2 or whatever is how much you have in your body.
Now, when you eat proteins, your stomach fills up with acid. It doesn't fill up with some kind of an alkaline mixture. It fills up with acid.
So how do you get rid of it? Just don't eat that stuff?
Get rid of what?
Too much either alkaline. You're saying your body fills up with these sorts of things.
Well,
when you're
then parts
that
of your
stuff.
Body's supposed to be alkaline. The small intestine becomes very alkaline. Your body makes an alkaline mixture so that when the stomach contents drains into the small intestine, all that acid is buffered by the presence of some alkalinity. And then the small intestine usually stays alkaline till it gets to the colon, where it becomes acidic again, because bacteria cannot grow in an acid
environment.
No wonder
people are dying earlier in our country. Who knows all of this stuff except you and Mary? People don't know this stuff. They don't study it.
Lots of people. Lots of people know this stuff.
I'm pretty smart about my health, and I don't know all of this.
Well, there's a lot of confusing stuff out there. I agree.
Yeah,
and most of
it's ridiculous.
Most of it's empowered by the fact that there's very little regulation in the alternative healthcare market, which is a good thing and a bad thing. A bad thing because a lot of crazy stuff is said all the time, but a good thing because it allows people to have an opportunity to go research and find out for themselves. And a lot of the stuff is just basic nutritional science. And as Mary is always saying, you just eat the foods that you're craving. Your body will take care
of
itself after that.
Ice cream! She tells me not to have ice cream. I crave ice cream. I want ice cream.
Except sugar.
Bologna.
You take out, get rid of white flour, you get rid of sugar, eat what your body craves. Yeah. One morning it may want eggs and sausage. Another morning it might want whole wheat cereal. Another morning it may want just an avocado. When you start listening to the inner voice in your body, you will know exactly what your body's looking for, because it knows where to find the micronutrients that are necessary. It's part of the development of the human body over thousands upon thousands of millennia.
All right, I want to have a sip of my body's craving a sip of Life Change tea. In a moment, are vegans the healthiest? Is that the way to stay alive the longest? I'm guessing Jack's going to say no to that, but we'll find out in a moment or two, 44 after the hour. If you have an old vehicle around that you've been meaning to fix, but it's a lot of money to repair it. You don't have money to buy the parts. It's junking up your backyard. People in your family are saying, hey, come on, get rid of that. Will you please? How about forgetting the repairs and donating this vehicle? Whether it's a car, it's a truck, whatever kind of vehicle, if it runs, it can be donated. And in this circumstance, I'm asking you to help the American Family Farmer. I do an hour every week. Courtesy of the National Farmers Union and people who are working to save the family farm. And along comes this program to donate your car. Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Very cool all the way around. Help protect and preserve the American family farm. Donate today at 888-342-GIVE or complete the online form at djvshow.com. We actually ought to have one of those forms on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com as well. So go to 888-342-GIVE or sign up to donate your vehicles online at djvshow.com. Look for the Donate Your Car button.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet isn't so fitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, but not anymore thanks to MyPillow's Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets in the middle of the night. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow are made with the world's best cotton called Giza, which is grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea. The cotton is super smooth and breathable. They're extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any size bed. And just like those MyPillows we love so much, the Giza cotton sheets are made with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Go to MyPillow.com and order your Giza sheets today and receive 30% off plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping and 30% off and use promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com and don't forget promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford with Today's Homeowner, and you hear the term smart home all the time, and certainly home technology is an extremely important part of the American family, and I took a step recently to make my home a little smarter by simply changing out one light switch, and I changed it out with a smart switch from GE, part of their C from GE series, and it's just amazing how easy it was to install. I paired it with an app. Now I can control the dimmability of the light. It's a motion sensor. I can schedule it. It just really does make a big difference in the comfort and convenience in your home. Another thing I did is installed a humidity sensing exhaust fan in my bathroom that virtually eliminated all mold and mildew. I can leave the switch on. When relative humidity gets up to a certain level, it turns itself on and turns itself off when it reaches a decent level. A lot of ways that you can control things around your home. You can find out more at todayshomeowner.com.
A lot of people talking this week about certain sunscreen chemicals. So here on Good Day Health, let me give you the scoop. This is info from a study that found that certain sunscreen chemicals are absorbed into your bloodstream at significantly high levels, and some stay there for a day or more after they're used. Researchers wanted to know if the absorption of four active ingredients in sunscreen posed a health risk. Survey of 24 people who applied the product religiously for 4 days, and there were a couple of big takeaways. First, the absorption level of all the chemicals exceeded the agency's threshold for required safety. Second, three of the chemicals stayed in the body for at least 24 hours after they were applied. Not a new finding. The products applied to the skin are absorbed. The FDA says the study shows these ingredients need more research before they can be heralded as safe and effective, but yet they're in the products now. If you're worried, you can use sunscreens made with zinc oxide or, titanium oxide. They don't contain any chemicals. The research is part of a broader sunscreen safety effort from the feds. Earlier this year, the FDA unveiled plans to strengthen regulations for most sunscreen products in our country, addressing active ingredient safety and dosage forms and SPF requirements. I don't know about you, but even though I've been on the farm all of my life, I've not used sunscreens much. Maybe once in a while I went to the beach as a kid, but I don't. I think they're riskier than not using them, frankly. And vitamin D, and getting the sun, is supposed to be good for you, although you shouldn't stay out in it more than 10, 15 minutes at a time. So that's the story on sunscreen. Check it out. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com for the Healthy Heart Special this month. You can get a heart sound recorder, calcium test, oxygen, blood pressure tests, and all kinds of stuff. It's on special right now. Check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right. Vegans.
Yeah.
Not exactly news that bypassing meat could prolong your life. As a matter of fact, there's a study in the Journal of Nutrition this week, Jack, looking at how various diets impact biomarkers. They found that vegans have the most antioxidants in their bodies because they eat more vegetables and fruit. 840 people in the study. Five different eating styles, vegans, lacto-vegetarians, eggs and dairy, that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Pesco-vegetarians, people who eat fish but not meat, that's me. Let's see here, semi-veggies, meats consumed less than once a week, and non-vegetarians. So blood, urine, fats.
We have a podcast on this. It's podcast 91, The Dangers of Vegan and Vegetarian Diets. I mean, we respect the reasons.
All right, so why does this differ? Why does this study differ from what you found?
I have no problem with someone who has a toxic liver, toxic cellular debris building up in the body from the dietary choices they've made up to that point to going vegetarian or going even vegan for a few months, because those things definitely clean the body out. That's what vegetables and fruit do. Vegetables and fruit clean the system. They provide the kinds of material you were just describing that actually helps to flush these toxins out of the body. Mm-hmm. But there gets a point where hunger hits,
And when that hunger
ice
hits,
cream.
They have to get back. They have to get back to concentrated dense proteins. That's what the acid in the stomach is for. And then when the acid in the stomach gets low enough, pepsin is released. And there's only one thing that pepsin does. It digests collagen that holds animal meat,
body.
Animal protein together.
Mm-hmm.
So that you get the full nutritional effect of the meat. And, of course, this is a very lengthy subject, but our podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com 91, The Dangers of Vegan and Vegetarian Diets, go into this at great length. And there's a real danger of being malnourished if animal protein is completely pushed aside.
All right.
It's tough to figure this out. That's why we have the VI program that we have.
Have butter. That'll fix you right up. I stay away from meat. You know that. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Doctor, our focus on your health and well-being, very important cog in the wheel here, and welcome to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who continues here on the program with a focus usually. Let's take a few minutes here to talk. We pick one thing. Once in a while, you know, we're all over the place, and then we pick one thing to give you an extended focus on, the opportunity to learn a little bit more from Jack's experience. And so the focus here in this portion of the program is the use of extra virgin olive oil and how that affects you. Olive oil has been, it's kind of like omega-3s, Jack. When you hear people talk about omegas, you got to have omega-3, not 6 and 9. And you hear people talking about oil, cooking oils or oils for other uses, then olive oil always seems to be on top. No more canola oil, safflower. What are the ones, the flour oils? Are, no, it's not the... Which ones are the ones that you're not supposed to use? I always get...
Well, almost anything. The only really safe oils are animal oils.
Mm, okay.
Because they can handle high temperatures.
Right. But olive oil is not an animal oil.
No, and olive oil is one of the very, very few exceptions to that. But you can't really fry with olive oil because it breaks down too. Olive oil is usually used with dressings. And, you know, as far as the Mediterranean diet, we have relatives of Mediterranean extraction from Lebanon, in fact. And every meal is going to be served with olive oil and some kind of bread or whole grain bread or something to go, and they dip it in the olive oil with some seasoning, and they eat it. And it's actually, if it's the green, you want to make sure the olive oil is very green and spicy. That's one of the marks of an extra virgin olive oil. But a study recently...
Spicy has
a little spicy taste to it. It's not bland. In fact, it has an actual taste on the tongue. If it doesn't do that, it's been overly processed. And that's the problem with most oils in the marketplace. We had this fat phobia come out back in the 70s and 80s that just moved in the completely wrong direction, which I think has an awful lot to do with the increase in cancer, because this study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association that people who, and it was a study of women, in fact, and those that took at least 4 teaspoons of olive oil a day had their breast cancer's risk reduced by 66%. And these were thousands, I think it was about 7,500 people in the study. And JAMA picked it up, the Journal of the American Medical Association, because they were impressed because a study came out of the University of Barcelona in Spain. So there's some real authenticity and study behind this thing. So, and it's something that we've known for a long time. We just listen to advertising.
So, was there a comparative here? Those who took it, this is what happens. Those who don't take it,
yes,
this is what...
They were broken. They were split into three groups. One had a diet that was very rich in olive oil. Another one had a diet rich in dried fruits and nuts. Dried fruits have way too much sugar in them, incidentally. And a third group followed a low-fat diet. So they had three distinctive study groups here that had completely different diet intakes over a certain period of time, and those that were rich in olive oil did so much better in the reduced risk of breast cancer.
Okay, 66%. So might this be applied to men as well?
Absolutely.
If men take 4 teaspoons of this a day, are they, is it just breast cancer or that kind of lumpy tumorous cancers, or does it help?
It had a profound effect on cardiovascular disease as well, not just breast cancer. And there are more men getting breast cancer all the time.
Oh, yeah.
A significant percentage of men.
These younger guys who don't exercise, they look awful. I was telling that story about going to the Best Buy the other day, and all these weak-looking 20, 30-year-old guys, they're fat, hunched over, they have no muscle tone, nothing. They look like androids.
We could spend an hour talking about why that's the case.
Yeah. We can't. I'm going to spend a minute talking about why it is that you ought to tune your body up. These guys, attention, Best Buy workers, this is for you. If you're lacking energy, if you're struggling to be in shape, you need an increase perhaps in your drive and performance, you know what I mean? The solution comes in the form of a product called NuGenix, a natural product. It'll bring you back high levels of testosterone, help you to preserve your energy, to maybe get you into shape. That's what this is all about. NuGenix maximizes your energy, maximizes your lean muscle mass, maximizes your libido. Your wellness will be restored, and you can get a free bottle right now of NuGenix by texting FORCE to 321321. So you got your iPhone right there? Text FORCE to 321321 and get NuGenix so you can restore your confidence and get yourself into shape. All you whips, text FORCE to 321321.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.